There's a new TV series based on a dramatic prison break. You may remember, we covered it here. In 2015, two inmates escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York's beautiful Adirondack region. The area was locked down for weeks while a search was launched. Inmate Richard Matt was eventually killed in a shootout. David Sweat was captured near the Canadian border. A lot of residents want to put all that behind them, but they can't. Ben Stiller came to town to film for a limited series called Escape at Dannemora. North Country Public Radio Zach Hirsch checked in.
You couldn't go anywhere around Dannemora, New York, without being stopped and searched by police during the real manhunt in 2015. There were lots of checkpoints.
I gotta check your trunk.
Pop your trunk lid, please.
How we doing? Would you mind popping your trunk over, please?
Sure. So when filming for the TV series was in full swing in the village last week, it was deja vu.
So I just got to Dannemora, and there's a roadblock. There's a state trooper SUV parked in the middle of the road here, and sirens flashing, and there's no getting through. I'm in a line of cars, and it's pretty familiar.
One frustrated driver suddenly makes an angry U-turn to avoid the roadblock. Later, I meet Dannemora resident Jessica DeSorti at a gas station. She says the filming messed up her routine.
Like, we didn't go through enough while the prisoners were out, but now we're going to make a movie and you're going to make a hassle of my life about it.
It is a real state trooper blocking the road, by the way, not an actor. State police and the Clinton County sheriffs are helping with traffic control. They're also making sure that all the fake guns on the set are, in fact, props. But it's pretty realistic. Earlier in the week, it looked like 2015. There were about 150 actors outside the prison wall playing state police tactical teams, FBI, corrections officers, you name it. A helicopter flew overhead at one point.
It really does depict what happened on a smaller scale.
That's Nicholas Leon. He's a Clinton County lieutenant stationed at Maggie's Grocery Store, where Ben Stiller and his crew are filming a scene. The cops, they're part of this too, helping Stiller get the details right.
You were there for history. You might as well be one of the ones that was there to retell what happened, only to make sure that it's accurate. We've corrected a couple little things. They signed on Major Guess.
That's retired State Police Major Charles Guess, who led the search effort. Now Guess is a consultant for the production. Others in law enforcement want nothing to do with the recreation. One corrections officer who works at the prison didn't give his name because he's not allowed to talk to reporters. He told me he's afraid Hollywood is going to make them look terrible. In a letter posted on social media, the production crew says they've made extensive efforts to tell the stories accurately and respectfully as possible, and they also work to minimize the impact on local residents during filming. Police say Stiller's people bought groceries for customers who couldn't get into Maggie's Market because of the shoot. Resident Kenyon Arroyo says it's great that Showtime is putting Dannemora on the map.
But at the same time, they're plugging off so much roads that we can't really... It took us a half hour to leave to go to Plattsburgh this morning.
Other residents like the filming, which seems to be pumping money into the village. And some just like the excitement of seeing celebrities. Kelly Coulon is sitting with her dogs, trying to catch a glimpse of Hollywood stars.
It's Ben Stiller, Benicio del Toro. Somebody told me David Morse is playing Gene Palmer, and I love him. I loved Outsiders, The Green Mile, and whatnot. So I personally am one of those kind of starstruck, wow, so I think it's great.
But Dannemora's 15 minutes of recreated fame is over, at least for now. Ben Stiller and his crew have moved on to film in nearby Plattsburgh. For Here and Now, I'm Zach Hirsch.
And full disclosure, along the way, Zach became an extra on the series. They didn't think he looked like a reporter, so he was cast as a forest ranger. Look for a guy with a full beard.